Hello, darling dipshits, beautiful TGMEM listeners. Justice here. We are having some delays getting the episode out to you this week. Unfortunately, there was a technical issue where the program crashed while the podmaster was editing, and she lost all of her edits, which sucks. And then also, she has just been slammed at work, you know, the jobs that she actually gets paid for, unlike editing this dumb podcast. So those had to take priority. Now, we're planning on still releasing our episode on Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight 2 with our wonderful guest Tony Machete this week, but it'll probably be like Saturday or Sunday. So I guess if you consider Sunday next week, early next week. But you know what I mean. It's coming out. It's coming out in the next couple of days. But we didn't want to leave you with just absolutely nothing, especially because it's the spooky time of year. It's David's and my kind of favorite time of year. And in order to keep the holiday spirit going on this podcast, I figured I would read you a scary story that I wrote. This story is called Shitter. I gotta take a dump. Huh? I leaned in unnecessarily close to Tim's face to repeat myself. My tongue felt like a huge sponge engorged with vodka flopping haphazardly around my mouth as I spoke. I have to use the shitter. Tim looked annoyed. Through the haze of alcohol, I realized that this was probably due to the volume of my voice. I hadn't meant to shout quite so loud. I backed up half a step and muttered an apology. It's okay. You can stop at my place to shit. It's closer than yours. I shook my head. He didn't understand. My guts roiled with pressure. No. It's too far, man. It's like 6 blocks. I gotta go. I pointed at the doors to a nearby club. The windows were blacked out, but the thumping of music clearly indicated that the establishment was still open. Tim, once again, looked annoyed. I don't want to go to a club, man. I'm good for the night. Nah, dude, I'll be right back. Just wait here while I take a dump real quick. I'm not gonna stand outside some sketchy club for half an hour all by myself while your drunk ass falls asleep on the toilet. 5 minutes, dude, I'll be in and out. I edged toward the door, reaching out for the handle. I clenched my sphincter. This conversation was gonna have to end soon, one way or the other. Tim kept walking in the direction that we'd been headed, passing me by. Sorry, bro, I got a 3 o'clock appointment with a tall glass of water. I was surprised, then annoyed, then confused. The booze pickling my brain only allowed me to experience one emotion at a time. Tim was a few feet past me down the sidewalk when I finally arrived at my response. What? I'm gonna go smoke a bong and watch cartoons. See you tomorrow, Kyle. Fuck you too, you piece of shit. See you tomorrow. I turned my attention to the door in front of me. My vision swam as I tried to focus on the handle. I missed the first time, but managed to yank it open on the second try. It was a weeknight, and the club didn't have a doorman outside. I handed my ID to the bored-looking security guard standing on a stool just inside the door. He barely glanced at me before returning my driver's license and waving me in. The place was large and dark, and I couldn't easily spot the bathrooms through the mass of sweating, bouncing flesh on the dance floor. I approached the bar to ask, "Where's the bathroom?" I had to scream at the top of my lungs to be heard over the booming music, or at least I thought I had to. Based on the bartender's face, I had perhaps once again misjudged my own volume. She, like Tim, looked annoyed.
Paying customers only, buddy. I just saw you walk in.
My intestines painfully contracted. I crossed my legs and clenched as hard as I could. This night is not going to end with me shitting my pants, I told myself firmly. All right. Just get me a shot of Jameson, I said, spouting off the first thing that I could think of. The bartender turned to grab the bottle, and I pulled the last $10 bill from my wallet. The whiskey and money hit the bar top in unison. I slammed down the shot as fast as possible.
Okay, now where's the bathroom?
I could feel a vein popping out on my forehead. I was beginning to sweat. The bartender sighed and rolled her eyes, but pointed me toward a dark corner of the club.
Thanks, keep the change, I murmured, not even looking back as I sprinted in the direction that she had indicated.
If I had been sober, I probably would have taken one look at the bathroom and walked right back out the door. It was dark, filthy, graffiti-covered. There were two stalls. The door of the far stall was shut, and a pair of shoes beneath the door betrayed an occupant. However, the near stall was blessedly, miraculously vacant.
The toilet itself looked yellowed and old, but relatively clean compared to the rest of the surfaces in the restroom.
I wasted no time in locking the stall door, dropping my pants, and sitting down. Sweet release. I probably groaned aloud, remembering too late that there was a guy in the next stall over. After a few minutes, I began to feel a small rumbling in the floor beneath my feet, traveling upward. It was distinct from the thudding vibrations of the music. This was closer and constant. I noticed with passive interest as it traveled up the wall behind the toilet I was sitting on. It then stopped going upward, turning to the right and rumbling louder and louder through the wall toward the other stall. It was the pipes, I realized. Something was traveling noisily through the plumbing. Air bubbles, probably, I vaguely thought. Once the rumbling reached a point where I assumed it was right behind the neighboring toilet, it reached a trembling crescendo before cutting off abruptly.
"What the fuck was that?"
the guy in the other stall grunted. Outside of the bathroom, it sounded like a quieter song had just started, or maybe there had been some kind of interruption in the music, because for a moment it was eerily silent in the bathroom. My breathing suddenly sounded deafening. The other guy sniffed a few times. Two things then immediately happened at once. Outside the door, the music came thumping back in full force. At the same time, the guy in the next stall over made a loud gasping sound. The combination of the two sudden noises made me jump. Once the wave of adrenaline subsided, I listened with mild curiosity to my neighbor. He was grunting and groaning softly. At one point, I heard a wet slapping sound. I almost laughed out loud in disbelief. "Is this dude seriously jerking off right next to me?" I asked incredulously. It quickly became clear, though, that this was not the case. The guy's groans suddenly shifted to gasps and yelps of surprise and pain. I heard a manic shuffling and rustling as the guy hurried to stand up. I saw beneath the stall wall that he began to bend over and pull up his pants. Something stopped him, however, and he suddenly cried out.
Hey, what the fuck?
His voice was panicked and pained, like the yelp of a wounded animal. My eyes were fixed on his feet. I was transfixed by whatever unseen problem the man was having. I wanted to ask what was happening, or if he was okay, or if he needed help, but the words never made it from my brain to my mouth. The guy's feet then moved rapidly backward, as if he had been suddenly and violently yanked back onto the toilet by a rope. From the hard, painful slap of what I guessed was his bare ass hitting the toilet seat, it sounded like that's exactly what happened. What followed was the most disturbing combination of sounds I have ever heard. The guy started screaming, terrified, hoarse, inhuman barks of pure, shocked agony. Simultaneously, a high-pitched hum broke the air, like the sound of a power drill putting a screw into a particularly stubborn piece of hardwood. Layered beneath this, there was some kind of raspy, squeaky, chattering sound that reminded me of the sound of rodents when they're scared. Worst of all was the wet, squishy plops of something soft, rapidly hitting the water in the neighboring toilet bowl. Whatever was falling in there, it sounded like there was a lot of it. This was soon followed by a series of snaps, pops, and crunches, like joints, I realized, or bones. As this happened, I could see the guy's legs frantically twisting and writhing around beneath the stall wall until they raised up out of my field of vision and never came back down. Moments later, all of the sounds died off one by one. First to go was the screaming, subsiding into a soft, gurgling moan before rattling out into nothing. All the other sounds kept up for a few seconds after this, but before long, all I could hear was the music from the dance floor. I gazed at the floor of the next stall for several moments, barely breathing. Nothing moved. There was no sign that the guy was even still in there. His legs and feet were nowhere to be seen. I tentatively reached out for some toilet paper, ripping off a strip from the roll as quietly as I could and quickly wiped my ass. I never took my eyes off the floor where the guy's feet had been. I rose slowly, trying not to make any sudden movements, and pulled up my pants. Painfully, slowly, I unlatched and opened the door to my own stall, wincing as it creaked. There was nothing amiss outside. The bathroom looked exactly the same as when I'd entered. I walked carefully toward the exit, dismissing any thought of washing my hands. Too noisy. I wanted to make a quiet escape from whatever the hell had just happened.
And yet...
I turned slowly to face the still locked stall where the other guy had been. He had to still be in there. Maybe he needed help. Maybe he'd had a seizure or something, and all his thrashing around on the toilet was what had made those god-awful noises. I took one step, then another, each slower than the last, and before I knew it, I was in front of the other stall. I raised my hand and knocked once, softly on the door.
"Hey, you okay in there?"
There was no sound except the pounding bass, matched beat for beat in my chest. There was a small crack between the door and the wall through which I could view just a sliver of the inside of the stall. I moved my face closer to peer through. A strangled cry barely escaped my lips. The stall walls had been sprayed with blood. It had run down in slow-moving streaks which had not yet begun to drip onto the floor. Not a single drop had hit the ceiling or the wall behind the toilet, but the two parallel walls on either side were splattered with the stuff. This was nothing compared to what was inside the toilet. The guy's body, folded unnaturally in half, had been pulled ass first deep inside the toilet bowl. Most of it must have been somehow pulled down the pipe, because all that was left sticking out of the toilet were his arms and legs jutting out into the air at odd angles, and his crushed, deformed head covered in blood and limply lying face downward in a pool of his own gore. My mind reeled. I raised my phone to the crack in the door, my still drunken brain reasoning that I would need a picture to show the police. I focused on the phone screen, trying to get as much of the gruesome scene in frame as possible. Then, suddenly, the screen went dark. For a moment, I thought my phone had died, but the camera app display still showed on the screen. Only the viewfinder had gone black. I lowered the phone and leaned in again to peer through the gap, only to find that I couldn't. The crack in the door had been occupied by something wet and dark. I took a shocked step back. A fleshy, slapping sound drew my attention to the top of the stall door. A tentacle, or was it a tail, an arm, whipped over the top of the door and slid down the front, leaving a trail of blood as it went. It was followed by another. Something was heaving itself over the top of the door. Something dense and hairy and damp with toilet water and piss and shit and gore. I didn't wait to see what it was. I turned around and fled the bathroom, leaving the club without so much as a word to anyone. The next morning, my brain straining painfully against my skull from a horrific hangover, I stood outside the door of the club, nursing a cup of gas station coffee. The bitter acid attacked my queasy stomach in just the right way. I looked the establishment up and down. I was surprised at how normal everything looked. I had expected cops and crime scene tape, maybe even some kind of hazmat cleanup crew. There was nothing. Before long, a man in a leather jacket and jeans approached me. He looked warily at me.
"The fuck are you doing outside my club?"
I cleared my throat, unsure of how to explain. "I'm here about an incident. Last night, there was a guy who was attacked in the bathroom. I'm sure you know about it already. There was a body." The man stared, dead-eyed. His expression betrayed nothing. I wanted to let you know that I was there. If you or the police need, like, a witness, I guess.
A witness?
I nodded.
What exactly did you witness?
I paused. I knew if I told him the truth, I'd sound crazy. Plus, I wasn't entirely sure what I'd seen. I'd been so drunk. Something attacked a guy in the stall. Some kind of animal or something. The man raised an eyebrow, but otherwise his face stayed absolutely unchanged.
Animal.
Yeah, it really fucked him up. The man paused for a moment before moving in close to me, lowering his voice but still speaking in that flat, dry tone.
Listen, kid. The guy here last night had a heart attack on the John. Happens all the time. Club like ours, people enjoying themselves in all manner of ways. Sometimes you have a little bit too much fun. It's been handled. But thanks for your concern.
Heart attack? No, no. It was some kind of creature. I think it came out of the pipes. It tore him to shreds. Didn't you see the stall? The toilet?
The man rested a heavy hand on my shoulder. It wasn't threatening exactly, but it wasn't comforting either.
I think it's time for you to get away from my club.
He turned and unlocked the door. I stood incredulous. Before shutting the door in my face, he met my eyes. There was something there for the briefest moment. Was it malice? Fear? I'm not sure.
Just pretend it was a heart attack, kid. The poor bastard is just as dead either way.
Thank you for listening to my story, Shitter. I know this isn't normally what we do on the podcast, but again, just wanted to give you a little spooky season treat. And I figured, you know, I had written a scary story, and I'm a huge fan of short form horror and horror podcasts, as I've said on our show multiple times. So yeah, figured I'd dip my toe into that world in order to give you guys some content for your week. So, like I said, the episode on Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight 2 with Tony Machete will be coming out most likely this weekend. Thank you for bearing with us. We definitely appreciate your patience. We appreciate you listening. And we love all of you darling dipshits so much. Have just the best day. I hope your day is just so nice and so enjoyable and so spooky, because it's the spooky time of year. Later, dipshits.